Well, I mean, first of all, they use all the personnel groups. So they use a lot of three tight ends, one receiver, two receivers, three receivers last week against the Giants. They use some four receivers. So you have to be ready for, you know, the whole gamut of, like I said, three tight ends, which sometimes that plays like two backs and two tight ends. Sometimes it plays like, you know, they can spread out, they can keep them in tight, and then they have all the personnel groups in between. Up to the four receivers last week, you know, where they started with Moncrief, Nix, Wayne, and Hilton. So, you know, plus their backs are good receivers. So it's really, you know, you got all those personnel groups. You got a lot of different formations and then their plays. So they have a good amount of volume, a lot of things you have to prepare for. You're not just preparing for a team that just lines up in one personnel group and does a lot of things out of that. It gets you all the way across the board with the different people, the different formations, and, you know, plays that complement each other, that, you know, they show you one thing and you're thinking about that, and then they have the complementary play that goes with it out of those same groups and same looks, and they just shuffle them around the next week and the next week. And so, you know, after four or five games, you got a lot of, you know, you got a big volume of stuff that they've shown. So that's, you know, you don't get all that in one game, but over five, six, 7 weeks, however long far you go back, then it just, you know, keeps expanding. I mean, they've been consistent. You know, they've won a lot of games. You know, they've done a good job in all three phases of the game. Made a lot of plays in the kicking game. They made plays on offense and made plays on defense. So, you know, they're a well-rounded, well-balanced team. They have a lot of different. They're an explosive team, you know, in terms of turning the ball over or making plays in the kicking game or obviously scoring offensively from pretty much anywhere on the field. So you really can't afford to, you know, relax at any time. You know, the surprise onside kicks, the fakes, the explosive offensive plays, the pressures on defense. I mean, if you just, you know, let your guard down, they can, you know, they can hit you. They can, you know, hit home in a hurry. So got to be alert, got to be ready for 60 minutes of, you know, good football in all three phases of the game. I mean, seem to cover a lot of different ways. You know, they move around. It's not always in the same place, so you have to be cognizant of that. It's not like you can just call a defense and be sure where he's going to be. And he's, you know, obviously like a lot of good receivers, he's dealt with double coverage, so just because you have some combination of two guys on him doesn't mean that, you know, that he's not a problem, because he knows there's two guys and he can figure out how to just attack one guy and beat him. So he does a good job of that too. Well, I mean, the 2 minute at the end of the half is a lot different than the 2 minute at the end of the game. I mean, they're two really completely different situations. I mean, I know everybody talks about them like they're the same, but they're, to me, they're not anything the same. You don't have to score at the end of the half. I mean, if you have to score at the end of the game to win the game, then that's a totally different situation. So, therefore, I think I see it differently. Yeah, I think that they've obviously done a really good job on third down. They did a lot of different looks. You know, they mix in their coverages, they mix in the pressures, and they've done a good job of, you know, creating some good matchups, and they've gotten pressure and they've covered well. So, I mean, in the end, it's execution.